Three people, including a child, were shot dead in rioting in Uganda's capital Kampala today, bringing the overall death toll in 2 days of tribal unrest to at least 10. The violence erupted because of disputes over land and power between President Yoweri Museveni's government and leaders from Buganda, one of East African nation's four ancient kingdoms. The rioting was being played out as delegates at a peace-building conference in the capital spoke about the need for reconciliation. The event had been organized by Caritas Uganda and the Interreligious Council of Uganda and had brought together bishops, sheikhs, priests, and peace workers. The communications director at Caritas Internationalis, Patrick Nicholson, was in the conference hall as gunfire went off outside. He spoke to us there about the scene.
Literally, as we were in the conference talking about peace and reconciliation, we could hear the fire of automatic guns and black smoke from burning tires, and then going outside, literally some of the main rioting has been going on the road, going past the conference center, and see police and rioters moving around. So it's certainly overshadowed the conference, and from what was supposed to be something about building peace at grassroots level has now gone into hyperdrive and is looking at ways of bringing the conflicting communities together. So the convener of the conference, Archbishop Cyprian Luanga, is talking to the president's office, talking to the traditional king's office, trying to bring them together, trying to get them to come to the conference itself to see if he can broker some kind of peace deal and really get the message out from the religious leaders in Uganda, both Christian and Muslim, that the fighting must stop immediately, dialogue must be open, and that all the leaders must call on their supporters to end any further fighting.